Thanks for the questions about Walaje. Questions about Walaje. Yes, I think that the case of Walaje is so clear because part of the village has been annexed and the other part has not. And so the way that the regime separates basically between Palestinians and Palestinians, which is also an evidence for the fact that it's not a regime that is dedicated to security provisions in any way, but for other colonial goals. And I think that the intensification has to do with a lack of opposition that there is to these actions. Most of these activities are carried on administrative basis. A lot of them have to do with decrees and discretion. And that means that if there is an opposition to them, that they can be stopped. And even if there are court orders and demolition orders, these can be stopped with political pressure. And I think that what we see with the intensification of demolition actually has a lot to do with a lack of opposition and a lack of response, both on the ground and internationally, to these activities. And also a sense that there is so much to respond to, so when it comes to the demolition of this home or that home, or a new checkpoint or a new barbed wire, then the response fails to come. And so in that sense, I think that it would be incredibly effective to have the administration and this discretion have an active opposition. And I think that it can be effective. About the municipality. So right now, Israelis that are Jerusalem residents that are Jewish Israelis are also citizens of Israel pay city taxes at about a rate of 80%. Palestinians pay taxes at about a rate of 70%+. The difference is, like I said, in terms of services, 90% of the municipal budget is going towards the Jewish Israelis who are residents and citizens of Israel. Is the implementation similar? No, it's absolutely not, because the Jewish residents of Jerusalem are also citizens. They are not going to have their residency revoked. Nobody can revoke their residency because they've decided to do a PhD for 3 years as a resident of Jerusalem. It might happen to them. For instance, if you get a scholarship and you're a resident of Jerusalem and you go to do your PhD in Washington, D.C., you can have your residency revoked because you actually went to study. If you go for business for a certain period of time, you can have your residency revoked. And even if you have family in the West Bank and you need to live there for a while, for instance, because your mother is sick, and that means that you are not living in Jerusalem, you can be under the suspicion that your residency can revoke, that your center of life is no longer in Jerusalem, and your residency can be revoked. If you are a Jewish Israeli, a Jewish Jerusalemite, that also means that you're a citizen, and that can never happen to you. And so the coercion of the payment of taxation is not similar. It would be you need to pay your city taxes, or we're going to have a court case against you, or you might have to pay knesset.
Tax punishment.
You might have to pay fines. Yes, thank you. And that would be the nature of your problem, whereas you don't pay your city taxes. And your whole life. I mean, you can lose your possibility not only to live in Jerusalem, but also to enter the country. Because if you are no longer a resident and your residency has been revoked, you can be denied entry at the airport when you're coming in. And when we understand how how this stark difference that creates this racial hierarchy of implementation and of budgeting on the city level, we can really see in as a microcosm of the disparity of this racial hierarchy and what it creates. When it comes to spending on settlements, new Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem, this is first of all, it is hidden in the budgets, so it's hard to detect the particulars of new settlements and old settlements. And we also know that in many parts of East Jerusalem that have been annexed, there are the Jewish neighborhoods of Gilo, where I grew up, and Ramot and Pisgat Ze'ev and other places who are also there. So, and then making that differentiation between the spending on the old settlement and the new settlement becomes harder. But if there are anyone that can answer, this is probably a representative of Iramim, so that'll be possible, I think, later.